It's 7 p.m. and restaurant has just opened. The room is decorated with green plants in every corner and even on the walls with touches of a pink ribbons, the symbol of femininity. Because here, about 20 female prisoners work in the room and behind the stoves. Nilda Hernandez Colon cooks and plates the food during her four-hour shift. This 50-year-old Colombian woman has been in prison for the past 2 years on charges related to drugs.
We're here in the inside restaurant to prepare for another life, another job after prison. It's important because this helps us to feel like a new person. It helps us to rebuild ourselves. This has changed me a lot. Before, I'd never worked for anybody, but now I can.
Tonight, a big table of 10 is reserved, so it's quite lively in the kitchen. To ensure quality of a gourmet dish, the prisoners are supervised by a professional chief, Victor Vega Torralbo.
It's a different experience, getting to know another side of these women after they did whatever they did. It was pretty in-depth training that we did with them. Nobody wants to be locked up, so it's a way of feeling free while they're inside here. Things are better now, and we have a lot more people smiling.
With his experience, he teaches recipes and skills needed for a professional kitchen. Jacqueline Granados prepares drinks, fruit juice, or cocktails. The 32-year-old mother will finish her sentence in June.
We did 4 or 5 months training with the chef and teachers from a school. The more we learn, the more opportunities we'll have outside in terms of getting a job.
Working beside her is Karen Paternina, who prepares the cold appetizers. Her specialty is ceviche, a Peruvian dish with fish. At 27 years old, she is frail and petite.
It's difficult because we have to stand up for a long time. But as long as you like what you're doing, you don't mind. I have a 2-year-old baby. So with what I learn working here, I'll be able to help my family and my baby. My objective is to open my own restaurant.
Only people with a reservation are allowed to enter the restaurant. The menu includes an appetizer, a dish, a dessert, and a drink for about 25 euros. The coordinator of the restaurant, Interno, Luz Adriana Diaz, supervises everything.
They get one day taken off their sentence for every day they work, so they build up credit. And every month, we pay something to the families of the inmates.
Enough to motivate 180 prisoners. Next project will be to create an external restaurant that will welcome detainees at the end of their sentence. The director of the Teatro Interno Foundation, the former Colombian actress Joana Bahamón, says it will open its doors in 2 months in Cartagena de India in Getsemani district.
It will be a food truck, but a food truck based on a place like this. I mean, we will have tables and chairs and the food truck will be parked outside. It will look like this restaurant and will be for the prisoners who have been released. For the moment, only 2 women have left. One now lives very far away in a village, but the other one is ready to work with us in this outside restaurant.
This type of project aims to reduce overcrowding in prisons. According to a 2016 report by the International Committee of the Red Cross, all prisons in Colombia were at 45% over capacity in 2015. Najed Ben Rabah, Sarah Nabli for RFI, in Cartagena, Colombia.